From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. Boise native and Bishop Kelley High School graduate could be heading to the Paralympics in Paris in August. We're talking about Annie Carey, who currently holds the long jump world record in her classification, as well as the U.S. record in the 200 meters. And just last year, Annie competed at the Parapan American Games, bringing home bronze medals in the 100 meter, the 200 meter, and the long jump. And later this week, she will be in Florida to compete in the Paralympics track and field trials with the goal to head to Paris for the Paralympics. And we are lucky enough to have Annie join us today to talk more about her journey. Annie, welcome to the program.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me today.
So, Annie, can we start off by you talking to us a little bit about yourself? Because you were adopted from China at a really young age.
Yes, I was. I was 21 months old when I was adopted and brought to America by my parents.
And when you were born, Annie, you were born with some conditions that you were suffering from. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So when I was born, I had a severe club foot. So my right foot was basically backwards when I was born. And so when I was adopted by my parents, I underwent surgery to repair that club foot as best they could. But now I live with drop foot, limb difference, little feeling in some places. And because of that, I do wear an AFO, which is basically a brace to help pick up that foot when I run or do daily activities. And it really helps me a lot.
So what exactly is drop foot for folks who may not be familiar with this?
Yeah, so drop foot is also known as club foot. It's basically, I don't have any of that upward movement. So like when I dorsiflex my foot really doesn't do that. I can only really wiggle my toes. And so that's why I wear a brace every day.
Mm-hmm. And how did you get interested just in sports in general? Was this kind of just a part of your family growing up?
Yeah. So I think growing up, my parents just always wanted us to be active or be out of the house. And so we were all just drawn towards any type of sport or athletics that could tire us out, I guess. But I don't know. I've always had a passion for sports. I feel like it's a way to embrace part of like who I am and to become stronger as an athlete. And so just growing up, I was always open to trying whatever I could. But I became really familiar with track and field, and that has just stuck with me since. Mm-hmm.
So what was it about track and field that made you, like it or get interested in the path that you're on now?
I think a big part of it is definitely the friendships I've made along the way. Something that's just really special about having that teammate, relatable best friend with you. Mm-hmm. And I think it's also just, I found a passion and a strength to really like fight through what challenges me. And I think track really pushes me to step outside of my boundaries and speak up for what I like want in life. And I don't know, I think it's just something that I'm also pretty good at. And so it's nice to have things that I know I'm good at.
Well, I think that's an understatement to say you're good at it. So with that said though, Annie, I mean, how did you go from, running and getting involved with long jump to being on this path where, as I mentioned, you went to the Parapan Games, you're hoping mm-hmm. to get on, the Paralympic team, because there are a lot of kids that run and do track and field, but don't, end up with what you're doing.
Yeah. I don't know. I would say I've definitely been given a pretty big, opportunities to show the world what I do. And I really don't go into these competitions expecting too much. I mean, obviously, it's really nice to medal and to do well, mm-hmm. but a lot of this time is just me trying to work on myself and how I can handle all this pressure and how, I can put the work I've been doing for the last months, into action. And so I think seeing it eventually pay off, it really pushes me to want more. And I've just, all these opportunities, it's just something I would have never imagined in mm-hmm. my life. And I'm very thankful for them.
And how did that come about? I mean, was it when you were in high school? Was it, your track coach being like, hey, this kid's breaking some records and maybe we should you know, help her get into to this field with the you know, para sports with Paralympics, mm-hmm. or what was it that got you on this path, if that makes sense?
Yeah. I think it first started when I was 7. My mom saw a Paralympian at the Paralympics running, and she was like, Annie, there's people out there who have disabilities who are changing the world, who are inspiring other people like you. Is that something you are interested in doing? And I was like, oh yeah, being 7 at the time, I was like, oh yeah, I'll do whatever. I just want to, yeah, I'll go out there, sure. And so I went to my first adaptive meet in Arizona, and I saw so many other people who were in wheelchairs, missing legs, all of this stuff. And I was like, wow, this is, I've never like felt such a belonging in this community. Mm. And I was like, looking up to these people now, I'm like, I want to be someone for someone younger than me. Like, I want to be that role model. I want them to know that no matter what you have, you can accomplish your goals, or you can accomplish new things in life. And so just breaking this record, being able to place at multiple competitions is just one way of, I feel like, showing the younger generation that you can accomplish these things at such a young age. Like, even if you don't expect it, I feel like most of these things I was not expecting at all. But, mm-hmm. You know, it's just, I feel like a big motivation booster, especially in this community. And that's why I love it so much, is that I can help others who are like me. And yeah. And I just can be myself through it all.
And so you are heading to the Paralympic trials. When and where yes. are they?
Yes. So I'm actually leaving tomorrow, and they're in Miramar, Florida. Actually at the sports complex that I broke my record in a few years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, so hopefully I can do it again here. But yeah, I'm running there. I start running on Thursday, and it's to Sunday. So we'll have to see how it goes.
What events are you competing in at the trials?
I'm doing the 100 meter, 200 meter, and the long jump.
And how exactly then does it work? Like, how many spots are there on the team? Do you have to make it so you do every event, or could you make it for one event? How does that work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this year overall, I think they're taking like 50 something athletes. So it's a very small team. And I think only 24 or 25 of those athletes are women. And so it's a very competitive competition here. But I could basically make it in any three of my events, and they choose people based off the standards. So we go by A or B standards. And so if you have the A standard, then you're pretty much guaranteed a spot on the team. And the B is also just a pretty positive chance that you have as well. And so the higher you are on those percentages, like if you're in the 90 percentile of your A standard, then you have a pretty mm-hmm. good shot. But it's very hard to tell, because there's a lot of people who do hit these A standards at the meets. And so when you're counting 25 people, it does come up very quickly.
Well, best of luck to you. Can't wait to hear how it goes. And I hope you break another record.
Oh, I hope so.
We've been speaking with world record holder and Paralympic hopeful Annie Carey. She is heading to the Paralympic trials tomorrow. And if she makes the team, watch for her at the Paralympics in Paris starting on August 28th. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.